When the play Roe premiered in 2016, the landmark Supreme Court case Roe v. Wade was still the law of the land. The play follows two major characters, Jane Roe and her attorney, as they wrestle with their own views on abortion. An updated version was recently staged in Louisiana, a state that now has a near-total abortion ban. Aubrey Juhas of member station WWNO reports, and a note, this story contains descriptions of abortion methods.
The abortion debate in the U.S. was far from settled when Roe, the play, premiered. Many believed it was just a matter of time before the 1973 ruling would be overturned. And they were right.
You know, there are certain lines in the play that are not true in the state of Louisiana.
Lori Parquet is the director of the state's first production of Roe, put on this month by Louisiana State University's theater department in Baton Rouge. Even though the play was updated after Roe fell last year, Parquet says it doesn't feel totally up to date in a place where it's almost impossible to get an abortion. Still, its new opening line hits home.
Good evening. My name is Sarah Weddington, and I was the lawyer who argued Roe versus Wade. And tonight, I deliver its obituary.
The play's preview was sold out. Its 200 seats were filled mostly with college undergrads.
Anyone here remember what it was like before Roe? That's all right. You weren't alive yet. Understandable.
For students, the play is both historic and contemporary. They're living in a world without Roe for the first time. And it shows. Weddington talks about how before abortion was legal, some hospitals had entire wards dedicated to botched procedures and at-home attempts.
Some women do it themselves. They take Lysol or turpentine. They use a telephone wire.
From the audience, a trio of young men drop their jaws in horror.
These women shouldn't have to do this. It has to change.
Roe is meant to show the many sides of the issue. The idea is to bridge the divide by focusing on the people behind the case and their own messy views on abortion. The play has seen a spike in popularity since Roe v. Wade fell, especially in states with tough abortion laws. Parquet, the director, says the role of theater is to help people understand the present.
And sometimes that means going into very charged territory.
I hope everyone felt heard.
Kate Zenor plays Linda Coffey, Weddington's co-counsel, and a number of other characters on both sides of the issue. Her family, including her 92-year-old grandfather, saw the show. They all oppose abortion rights.
My mom was asking me, like, well, is the show pro-choice or pro-life? And I kind of told her, I'm like, a lot of people who are pro-life think the show is too pro-choice, and a lot of people who are pro-choice kind of think the show is a bit too pro-life. So I'm like, we're kind of just aiming to make everyone mad a little bit.
After the show, students were willing to share their thoughts on the play, and some on abortion more generally, like Tyrell Thompson.
At first, I felt like a woman should have a kid, but now, like, I just feel like it should be open to whatever they feel. And, like, everybody has their own side, but you don't know everybody's story, so.
Abortion is a largely settled issue among elected officials in Louisiana. Many politicians in the state oppose abortion rights, including Democrats. Roe is dead here, but Roe the play lives on. For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Juhas in Baton Rouge.